I want to speak with you about someone else for a minute. This is St. John Henry Newman, who on the 13th of October, 2 years ago, Pope Francis canonized him. John Henry Newman lived through the most of the 19th century, from 1801 to 1890. And when he was made a cardinal in 1879, he said that the whole of his ministry, the whole of his career as academic and as a priest, was to counter what he called liberalism in religion. And by that, he meant the following: the view that there is nothing objective or reliable regarding religious claims, that there is nothing objective or reliable regarding religious claims. But here's the beautiful thing about Newman, that on the one hand, although he was opposed to this, he was also concerned of a kind of reaction within Catholicism, that to try to protect ourselves from that kind of liberalism, we're going to kind of turn the church into a museum of objets d'art, and we're just going to try to preserve and protect. But this is one of the things that Newman said, one of his great mottos: here below to live is to change, and to be perfect is to have changed often. Here below to live is to change, and to be perfect is to change often. Now, what did he mean by this? He meant the following: that as we continue in our lives, we are always changing, but we are to be growing towards perfection. And how Newman understands that to happen is as we interact more and more with the fullness of the church and her teaching and her life. Indeed, we could say that today's parable that Jesus shares with us about persistence gets to the very heart of this. Because here's one of the great gifts for us as Catholic Christians: we understand that as we continue to live our lives, we live that life within the heart of the church. And one of the things that Newman said about the gift of living within the church is that we are part of what he called the development of doctrine. That is, that ideas that we find established in Holy Scripture are then developed over the course of the centuries. Let me give you a couple of analogies by way of an example. If any of you have ever been to Bow Lake, you will know that Bow Lake are the headwaters of the Bow River. But the lake doesn't look anything like the river that's in downtown Calgary. But you won't have the river in downtown Calgary without the lake. What do we see here? We see a development from the lake to the river. This is my 60-year-old hand. It's the same hand I had when I was 5 or 6 or 7, but it's also a different hand. It's changed. It has grown. This hand can type homilies on my computer, can mash potatoes, can play Beethoven, sort of, on the piano. My 5-year-old hand couldn't do it. This hand has developed. And what Newman said is the same thing happens when we understand what it is to be in the church. And we see this particularly with Our Lady. All of the doctrines that we celebrate as Catholic Christians pertaining to Mary have their basis in Holy Scripture, every single one of them. But what the church has then done with those doctrines is it has developed them, they have matured, and they have grown. And so that now we celebrate one of the great gifts of our Catholic tradition, which is the praying of the rosary. Now, I think about this in relation to Newman's quote, that to live below is to change, and to be perfect is to change often. Think about that in relation to the rosary. The prayer remains the same, but by the grace of God, we are changing. And I know that in my own life, that I'd never prayed the rosary until about 8 or 9 years ago, and it's a discipline, a prayer that continues to grow for me. I come to appreciate it more and more. The rosary is the same, but Jonathan is changing. And what I would invite us to consider today, my brothers and sisters, is this understanding that we have in today's gospel, that we are to ask, we are to search, and we are to knock. But as Catholics, we don't do that in isolation. We don't do that by ourselves. We do that within the heart of the church. And because we have saints like St. John Henry Newman, who understood what it is to live here below is to change often so that we can become more perfect, it is our hope and our prayer that this beautiful image that we have at the end of the prophet Malachi's reading for today will be one that we discover more and more. For you, says Malachi, who revere my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. That's the perfection that we look forward to. That is the hope that is ours. And we see this embodied most fully in Mary, our mother, who understood what it is to live her life, always in relation to the Lord and in relation to his people. May we ask her prayer so that with St. John Henry Newman, we can discover more and more that to live here below is to change, and to be perfect is to have changed often. Blessed Mary, our mother, pray for us.